Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perek Lametes 39. As we continue, this perek is similar in content and idea to the previous perek, and that is somebody who is ill, somebody who is sick, who's davening for a Yeshua. And again, those that are around, please don't let them scoff me. And the person in this David Melech in this Mizmar is very distraught and is kemat giving up hope. And he doesn't know what to do. Hashem, you're my only hope. Please save me. Please save me. And unusually, the parak does not end off with, I know Hashem accepted my tefillah. I know he's going to accept my tefillah. There's a tefillah that Hashem should accept the tefillah, but it's not as positive. But this goes with the previous parak in terms of content. Again, if you look in the Das Mikra, in the Sikkum of the Mizmar, he again discusses this and talks about the chole meuna biyisurim kashim. Again, the first part of the Mizmar, the chole is trying to hold back and not talk and not express and not complain, but then it gets too much to bear. And he has to come out, and he says he hopes that he's not violating anything by talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, but that's the perek. This is a similar perek, again, as we mentioned in the last perek, to Eof. Again, but a big difference is Eov did not recognize any chait, while David HaMelech here does recognize chait. But there are many parallels between the feelings that you get in this Mizmar. And he says both of them are mekavim Yeshua Hashem. Both realize that Hashem, you're the only one. You're the one that's in charge. So please, you have to save me. Similar lashon. In Eov, it says hein yikteleni lo ayachel, and here it says tochalti lecha hi. So again, there are differences, but there are similarities. This one is probably even closer sounding to Sefer Eov than the previous parak. So we get into it. Lamaseach lidusun mizmar leDavid. What's yidusun? Rashi quotes three pshatim. What is yidusun? Either yidusun is a instrument, or it's the name of a person that David taught this parak to in order to sing, or yidusun is from the word dat. Religion and gzera, and maybe this was written at a time when there were gzeras against us, and we had to keep quiet. Al dasos valdinim al gzeros shel tzara hanigzera al yisrael. So lamaseach lidusun, whatever yidusun is, according to any of the pshatim, mizmar ledavid. This is a mizmar. Amarti. So the person who is ill and sick and in pain says eshmera derachai mechato bilshoni. I will guard my way from sinning with my mouth. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to be blasphemous like Eov. Like the Gemara says that Eov was on the border. Maybe went over the border a little bit, according to different opinions. But Eshbar lefi machsom, I will guard my mouth and try to put up a machsom like a muzzle. Ba'od rasha lenegdi, especially when the rasha is in front of me. When my enemies are surrounding me, I for sure will try not want to give them such nachas that they see, oh, you see what's happening to the tzaddik? Hashem is putting the tzaddik in pain. I will for sure not try to keep my mouth shut when the tzaddik is there, says the Radak. Afilu sha'agas ha'chola. Even the regular cry of a chola, not just crying out theological questions, but even the regular cry of a chola, shedarko litzok v'linhom b'fiv mitoch ha'choli v'atzar. It's normal to cry out and to groan. Ani eshmar mizeh ba'od rasha lenegdi shelo yismachli. So he doesn't have the happiness and the simcha hearing and seeing me in pain. So I will try. Ne'elamti, and David first continues, ne'elamti dumia. I will be hidden in my silence. Dumia hecheshesi mitov. I will be silent even from tov, even from saying good things. I don't want to say anything. I'll just like ukevi ne'achar, as my pain is becoming very intense. And again, these psukim, he's still holding out a little bit. There is a remez. The Gemara here says hecheshesi mitov. The Gemara in Brachas does learn out another level of interpretation here in this pasuk. If you remember that Daf Hamad Aleph and Brachas are those sugyas of yisurin, and the Gemara says there. Kol she'efshalo lasok b'torah ve'ina osek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisurin mechu'arin va'ochren oso. If somebody should be learning Torah and they're not, Hashem will give yisurin that they can't learn Torah. Shenemar ne'alamti dumia. If you are silent when you should be learning, again, it's a drush. Not to be that, hecheshesi mitov, I will cause you to be away from tov, ukevi ne'echar. Ve'in tov ela Torah, shenemar kidachatov nasati lochem lecha tov. Nasati lochem torasi al ta'azovu. That's the Gemara Brachas has that drush on this pasuk. So again, the person is trying to hold back. And finally, This is the transition. Pasuk Dalet, Cham Libi Bekirbi, my heart is so hot inside. Bahagigi Tivar Ish, there's a fire. Tibarti Bilshoni. I had to come out. I had to say something. I couldn't hold back anymore. I had to talk. And what does he say? Hodieni Hashem Kitzi Hashem, let me know. How long is this going to last? Let me know my end. Umidas Yamai Mahi. What are my days? Eida. Mechadalani, let me know when it'll stop. Mechadalani, the Radak says here, David is saying, is it going to be long? If it's going to be very long, but if I'm going to live a long time after this, fine, I'll get through it and it'll be worth it. But if I'm going to die soon afterwards, David HaMelech says, then just kill me now. That's what David HaMelech, the Radak says. Im kitzi aruk kefishnos adam ezbola shel terpeini. If I'm going to live a while afterwards, I'll handle it. And then I'll be healthy. When somebody is in such pain and they know that they're not going to live too much afterwards, they just say, let me be out of my pain. If I know there's a hope afterwards, fine. But if not, then there's a, right, Derech HaTeva. Remember, there's that Ron in Nedarim, I think on Dav Mem, which the Poskim talk about, whether one is allowed, if somebody's in such terrible agony and pain, to David that they should die. Are they allowed to do that? So in the Poskim, not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, and the Poskim say, you should David that Hashem should have Rachmanis. That's what we should David. Not really what the Ron says. We should David that Hashem has Rachmanis, and that he shouldn't be in pain anymore. And we'll let Hashem fill in the blank. But this is the pasuk. Finally, the person, David HaMelech, opens his mouth and says, Hashem, let me know what's going on here. Let me know my end and my ways. The Gemara in Shabbos, many might remember, is this pasuk is quoted in the context of David HaMelech's final days. Final days. David HaMelech says, Hashem, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, May Dechsev Hodieni Hashem Kitzi Umidas Yamai Mahi Ve'edam Achadol Ani. Right, our pasuk. Amar David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Hodieni Hashem Kitzi, right? Let me know how long I'm going to live. Let me know. Or Rashi says, let me know the future. What's going to happen? Armalok Zerahimi Lefanai, Shein Modian Kitzo Shal Basar Adam. Sorry, I can't tell you. Umidas Yamai Mahi, what's the next lashon? Let me know my days. Right? Let me know my days. Zerahimi Lefanai, Shein Modian Midas Yamav Shal Adam. No, it can't. Ve'edam Achadol Ani. Just let me know anything. When it's going to stop, Armalo Hashem just gives him B'Shabbos Tammuz. The Marsha here says, first David HaMelech says, tell me what year. No, because then he's only going to daven and do tshuva that year. Okay, tell me what month. Tell me what season. What season? So I know, is it going to be long days and short days? Nothing. Hashem says, the only thing I'll tell you is what day of the week. And you don't even know. B'Shabbos Tammuz, Amos Bechad B'Shabbos. David HaMelech says, I want to die on Sunday. I don't want to be Mechal Shabbos for me. No, you can't die on Sunday. It's already time for Shlomo to be king. So let me die on Friday. He says, I'll take off a day. No, Hashem says, your tefillahs are very special and precious to me. Kitov yom chatzirecha me'elef, and the Gemara Darshan's tovli yom echad, shata yoshev osik batorah, me'elef olos, sh'asit Shlomo bincha lakriv lefanei agaba mizbeach. More than 1,000 olos, your Torah is greater for me. So that's what the Gemara continues. Every Shabbos, David HaMelech didn't stop learning until one time the Malcham Aves had to shake the trees and get him to stop learning. But that's this pasuk. That's this pasuk here. If Hodieni Hashem Kitzi, again, the Pashup Shad is like what the Radak says. The person is in pain and agony. So just tell me how long this is going to be. Hine, Tfachos Nasata Yamai. A person talks about the finitude and the delicate nature and the fact that we are so vulnerable. Tfachos, Hashem, you made my days. Tfachos, what's tefach? A tefach is the smallest length that we could talk about. Smaller than an amma. So tfachos, little bits, nasata yamai, the cheldi kainadecha, and my life is like nothing in front of you. You're infinite. Akol hevel kaladam nitzav sel. Again, sounds like Kohelas. It's all futile, right? All human existence. Kaladam nitzav, we stand there, but it's futile. If you look at Rav Simcha Bunim, made a comment here on Tfachos. Why Tfachos? Tfachim? Rav Simcha Bunim says, Tfachos, it's like, imagine if you have a long rope. But you're only holding part of the rope at any given time. Half the rope is behind you and half the rope is in front of you. You're only holding one little rope, one little tefach, right? Your hand is a tefach wide. You're only holding one little rope. Says Rav Simcha Bunim, that's life. Masha avar ayin, umasha aser adayin, v'haraga, Hahove. Right? It's just right what's in front of you. Right? What's in front of you? That's the only life that you have in control and you can't focus on the past. It's a tefach, my little tefach. That's what's in front of me. If you remember the beautiful Gemara in Chelek on Taf Sadi Ches, where the one of the great Tanam, Reb Shua ben Levi, went, Tanam Amorim, went to it, and he met Eliyahu Navi. When's Mashiach coming? He says, go find him. And finally he finds Mashiach, and he says, Emas le'emas asimar. So Gemara beforehand, am I going to Olam Haba? He says, Shalom Alech, Shalom Aleichem. So took that as a remez, he's going to Olam Haba. Amar le'emas asimar. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi asks Eliyahu Navi, asks Mashiach when he's coming. Amar le'hayom, today. Today he was so excited, he runs back. Asa le'gab Eliyahu. Amar le'may amar lecha. Eliyahu says, no, what do you tell him? He says, oh, you tell me Shalom Aleichem? He says, okay, that means you're going to Olam Haba. Amar le'shikuri kashakarpi, but he also lied to me. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says to Eliyahu Anavi, to Amar Li Ayom Asina Veloasi, he says he's coming today, and look, the day's finishing, he didn't come. Amar Le, Hachi Amar Lecha, he says, no, you didn't understand what he was saying. Hayom in Bekolo Tishmo. Hayom means Hayom in Bekolo Tishmo. What does that mean? It's not today, it means today, if you get the most out of today. And the Rabbi Nachman writes on this pasuk, in one of the well-known, I don't know too many, if any, but I know this one, Likutei Maran, where he says, Hayom, we have to focus in life on what right is right in front of us. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. What's in front of us? What's the tefach in front of us, to use Rav Simcha Bunim's mashal? What tefach is in front of me? What am I supposed to be doing now? Am I supposed to be davening now? Supposed to be learning now? Supposed to be doing a chesed now? That's tfachos nasata yama. You just gave me a tefach. You gave me what's in front of me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I don't want to get overwhelmed. Ach, but selim is halachish, but a person goes in selim. Pasha pshad, the mafarshim say, Rashi, the mitzvah sion. This means darkness, like it's sel. But selim is halachish, a person walks in darkness. A person, this is very, despondent type of, perek, at least in these psukim. Ach, hevel yamayun, but we're surrounded by hevel. Yibsar, a person could gather, v'lo yeda meosvam. But I could gather riches, but who knows? I'm gonna invest and I'm gonna lose all of it. I'm gonna invest in and somebody's gonna steal all of it. V'yatama kivisi Hashem. Tochalti lachahi. What do I hope for? I hope for you. Atama kivisi Hashem, tochalti lachahi. It's to you. It's to you, because after all, what do I have to hope for besides in this world? If you look in the Rinas Yitzchak, he has two suggestions about what this, how do you understand this puzzle of tochalti lachahi. What am I, my tochelis, my hope is to you. So first he quotes the Brisker Rav, the Griz, in the Griz Ala Torah, he has a couple of pieces on Tehillim. So one of them is on the tail end that we had Kavi El Hashem in Ledavid. So Kavi El Hashem, so the Chazek V'Mishtabecha, the Kavi El Hashem. What's the double Hashem Kavi? So the Griz explained that the greatest schar for Bitachon is Bitachon. When a person has Bitachon in Hashem, the greatest schar that Hashem could give him is to give him more Bitachon. Give him a greater dose of Bitachon. Ki HaKasav Omer Sha'atashlom HaGadol She'yizka Lazeh Habala Bitachon Hu Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yechazek V'Ya'ametz Levavo V'Yeh Bitchono Od Yoter Gadol V'Yoter Chazak. That's the greatest schar, because you reach one level but can't go higher. And he gives a mashal about an ashir and an ani that we're not going to read, but he says, that's what the Chovas HaLevavos says. There's an asset that a person could have in this world that's greater, that's more valuable than any riches in the world. Midas HaBitachon Yisera Be'erka Al Kol Mashi Yesh Ba'olam Hazeh Kigon Sadosu Batim V'Kramim V'Kol Ashir Shem Ba'olam, any riches. V'Gam Mibal Akalmia, the alchemist, has B'Shem Yadol HaFol Kol Minei Matachas Lazav Shekol Eilu Yesh Lem Pachar Mirei Adam. Listen, if you have a chemist that could change metal to silver and gold, still you're worried it might get destroyed, it might get stolen. Vilubala bitachon, yesh lo tamid menucha shlema. Abba bitachon is always have shalva sanefesh. He's never worried. He's never, anxious. Vein lo daga mishum davar. Ba'ofan sha bitachon ba'atzmo yetera erko al kol ashir shabaolam. Says the Griz. There's no greater asset. That's Kavi El Hashem, Chazek V'Yemeis Libecha, the Kavi El Hashem, Shebizchus HaBitachon Yizkel HaBitachon, Od Yoter Gadol, Vizeu Scharo. That's the Gris. So suggest the Rinas Yitzchak in Pshat number one, maybe that's alluded to in this pasuk. Vata, Ma Kivisi Hashem, what's my, I hope to Hashem, Tochalti Lachahi, is to be with you, is to have even greater, to greater Bitachon. And the other Pshat he gives is based on the Nefesh HaChayim, which we mentioned a couple of prakim ago, where Chaim V'Lashin says, ultimately, you know, we daven for Shevach, Bakasha, Odah, we have our own Bakashas, but ultimately we have to have somewhere in the Tfilas that our Tfilah is to be Mekadeshim Shemayim, and we daven for Hashem. We daven that Hashem's Da'as and awareness should be all over the world. That's what the whole Tfilah is on Rosh Hashanah. But even not on Rosh Hashanah. And that's what he writes. Shekemosho ha'ish me'ashi achayel mashlik kol inyana v'tzarchei atzmo mineged. When a person fights in an army, all he does is focusing on the covet of the country. The covet of the king, he's not fighting for himself. He's fighting for the melech. He's fighting for the country. So too, when we go out to the battle of davening. Kein roi ma'od lahadam hayashar. Lasum kol kavanaso, v'tar machshavaso, bitfilaso. To bring the Olamos HaKadoshim. Ve'ineinu ro'as b'nosav tfilas Rosh Hashanah, which is the root of all tfilah. So he says, Be'emes yipal le'ech shayach levakesh l'schanin klal l'fanei yisbarach shmo. L'asar me'elav sa'arav, sa'arav yisurav. I should ask Hashem to remove my headache and my pain. K'mo b'inyan refuas haguf, harofei mashkeu simanim harifim, ovechulu. Says, that's, yes, the answer is yes. But there also has to be some element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, that's another pshat here, maybe you could say, Ma kivisi Hashem, tochalti l'chahi. It's about you, it's about what my real focus is. Oh, we continue, Mikop sha'ai hatzileni. Again, as we said, these psukim are unlike Eov. Yet he's complaining about his suffering and his pain, but he keeps saying, Mikop sha'ai. Cherpas naval al tisimeni. Right, cherpas naval, when I am disgraced, Don't put me in the state of disgrace. Ne'elamti lo'eftach pi. So now he goes back. Maybe I shouldn't open my mouth. Lo'eftach pi. I know it's you. I know it's from you. Hasar mi'alai nik'echa. But please remove the nega. Your nega. Mitikras yotcha al nikalisi. Right? I know it's from you. Right? He recognizes. Right? There's an amazing discussion in Baba Kama where the Gemara discusses that we know that there's a special heter for someone to be a doctor. Mikan shenitam reshus l'rofe l'rapos. Right? That is the Gemara in Baba Kama. Where is the Gemara in Baba Kama? Here on Daf. The Gemara in Brachos also on Daf Samach. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Pehe. Daf Pehe. And the Rishonim there wonder, what do you need a separate makar for? What do you need a special heter to be a doctor? Right? Nitan reshus l'rofe l'rapos. Tosfos. V'im tomer v'am me'rapa l'chudei shamin alei. The various answers given. Some say the Ramban, I think, writes, it's to give him chizuk, because you might say, what do I have to do this for? It's so scary. I'm risking messing up. No, nitam rishus l'rofi l'rapos. You could do it. The Tosfos there says, hava mina hanimili makibi de adam. You might think that when could you do refuah if it's bide adam, if it's somebody who punched somebody else. Avocholi ababi de shamayim. But if I'm healing something that came directly from Hashem, not some from somebody else, which all illness is from inside, kishemarape nira kisoser gzeres hamelach. It appears like you're contradicting the gzeres hamelach. Hashem says you're going to be sick, and you're right. It's kind of like the question that Tunis Rosh Rashi asked Rabbi Akiva in the beginning of Baba Basra around Daf Yud, where he says, if Hashem made these people poor, what are you giving them money for? They give the mashal, but it's really like the king's son. The king's son, even if he's, you know, he wants him to say here too. Right, it appears kamashwan dashari, kamashwan that it's that he allows you. But this is the recognition in this mizmar that it's coming from Hashem, like in the last mizmar, that it's nig echa b'tochachos al avon yisarta ish, through rebuke on sin you were miyaser, not tortured, you gave pain v'temes ka'am osh chamudo. A hard phrase to translate osh according to the Pesuta Sion and others is like a worm, like a moth that eats through clothing. So Vatemes, Hashem, you melted my guf, my flesh, which is the treasure, chamudo, like an osh, like a moth eats through clothing. So too, that's what my body has been eaten through. Achevel kalanim sel, it's all hevel, it's all, what are we living for? So yeah, and he ends off, Shema tfilasi Hashem, b'shavasi ha'azina. Hashem, listen to my tfila, my shava, right, all different lashonos of tfila. El dimasi al teharash. Do not be silent from my tear. And this phrase going from one to the next is a source also for a Gemara in Bava Metzia, and that is even if sha'arei tefila are ninal, but not sha'arei dima. You learn that from this pasuk. Right? As the Gemara says there, Nuntes amet aleph. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Miyam shachar nechrav beis hamigdash ninalu sha'arei tefila. Shenamar gam. Ki ezak ashaveya sasum tfilasi. That's a pasuk in Eicha. V'yavavit shashari tfila ninalu, shari demos lo ninalu. Shenemar, shima tfilasi Hashem, v'shavasi azina al demasi atachrash. Here's the third one of the pasuk, And that's, you know, the Shar Dma'os, the gates of tears, right? As one of the Rebbe's asked, if they're never closed, what do you need gates for? The gates of tears are never closed, what do you need gates for? So they're closed by fake tears. If there are crocodile tears, as they're called, fake tears, though, then they're closed. And the parak ends off, Ki gera nochi imach, toshav kachal avosai. I'm a ger with you. I'm a toshav kachal avosai. What's the ger and the toshav? So the Radak says, and we've mentioned this many times from Rav Soloveitchik, he talks about that in this world, we are a ger and a toshav. We are, as a Jew is a toshav, he's part of the world around him, but he's also a ger, he's very different. The Radak says it has to do with olam hazeh and olam haba. Ki adam olam hazeh hu kamo ager, be'eretz lo lo. Ki noseya tamid bimakom lakom. We're going from place to place. V'kol yom hu b'derech she'isa mimenu. V'lo yodea yomo. And here he says, a very spooky but intense line. Ki b'yad hakel yisbarach u'me ito ha'yeshiva ba'olam hazeh v'hanesi'a mimenu. Right, the coming and the going of this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. So that's a ger v'toshav. I'm a toshav for a little while, but I'm really a ger because I'm not in charge of how long I'm here. Hashami meni va'avliga, save me Hashem and I will become stronger. B'ter me'lech v'inid, because before I go and then I won't be here anymore. So again, the parak does not end off on Hashem has heard my tefillah like it usually is, but Hashem, please heal me before I'm no longer here. But again, it's saying I want to be here. I want to praise you, right? Lo amesim yehalalu. Okay, we'll stop here with 39.